Let's turn now to the violent protests and rioting across South Africa. More than 70 people have died in recent days as authorities clash with people who've been ransacking malls and other businesses. CNN International correspondent David McKenzie joins us now from Johannesburg. He's on Skype. David, good to speak with you.
Good to speak with you too, Peter.
And South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says this is the worst violence in the country since the 1990s, before the end of apartheid. What are you seeing today?
Well, just a short time ago, Peter, we were in a mall that has been completely gutted. Yeah, I was speaking to a pharmacy manager, a drugstore manager. She was trying to pick through the pieces of her business, of her life. They don't even know what they're going to do next. She said, you know, I don't know why people did this, because they're doing it to their own communities. The previous day, that same mall, Peter, we were at that scene for hours, people looting, no police there. Finally, the military came using live ammunition. In one case, it's just been total chaos in and around Johannesburg, particularly in these poorer neighborhoods that have dealt with unemployment and the effects of COVID-19 and now dealing with this chaos. But also in neighboring KwaZulu-Natal province, there's been a great deal of looting and chaos as well.
Can you explain why have so many died?
There was one incident in Soweto where people basically were in such a desperation to get items out of the shops that there was a stampede. At least 10 people died in that incident. We saw the military using live rounds in at least one instance. And I think that is why there has been this large death toll. Even this morning, local reporters were on the scene at sites that were looted, discovering bodies. It's a very jarring moment for South Africa, of course, the death and destruction, but also just the sense that these communities will struggle to rebuild.
This started when the former president, Jacob Zuma, was jailed on contempt of court charges. Explain why that triggered these riots.
Well, I think it's more complicated than that. But let me start first with President Zuma. Former President Zuma was jailed for contempt, basically Peter, thumbing his nose to the court system for many years for a variety of allegations of corruption and racketeering. This latest time, they put him directly in prison. Now, it's that caused the initial spark, I think. But the wider conflagration, really, is the massive wealth inequality in this country, the huge amount of unemployment, and this the anger of these frustration of COVID-19 lockdowns for many months. It was almost instantaneous. You had people starting to loot. And then across these two provinces, really, the police were stretched thin. At one point, we were pinned down behind the police using rubber bullets to protect a mall in the south of the city. They just stood no chance. And there are all of these key parts of these people's lives, local stores, big malls, grocery stores, completely gutted. You know, just a short time ago, we were outside one of the only malls that they managed to protect, called Mapanyani Mall, a famous one in Soweto, in fact, where basically vigilantes spent the night trying to push looters away, people having to line up outside at a truck to buy bread. There's a very long few days, few weeks, few months ahead of these communities in South Africa, even if it calms down from now.
Give us a sense of how dire the economic conditions are. We're reading that half the population roughly lives below the poverty line, unemployment over 30%.
I mean, this country has been living in this, not fantasy land, but this situation where there's a massive amount of people, similar to other parts of the world, which have very few prospects of jobs, even those with an education. And COVID-19, of course, impacted on that. Many of the people in these communities where there was widespread looting works in these establishments that ended up being ransacked and are likely out of a job. The government helps keep people surviving by giving out social grants, but it's certainly not enough to thrive. And, you know, just from where I'm sitting right now at the CNN Bureau, I can see kind of the plush neighborhoods of what used to be white South Africa. And if I swivel my chair and look behind me, there are the former areas that were designated for black South Africans during apartheid. Now, those divisions remain. What has changed is that there is a larger black middle class, but the class issues and wealth issues in this country were ready to be exploited, I think, by those supporters of Jacob Zuma who wanted to see chaos to potentially get their former leader out of prison.
And the timing of this is just terrible because South Africa is in the middle of a third wave of COVID-19. How is the violence there affecting response to the virus?
Well, there's a very practical impact, Peter. There are many different vaccine sites across the city where I'm based that have stopped or slowed down significantly because people are afraid to come out of their houses, or they were just not able to logistically get it together to get shots in arms. And this was the week that they were supposed to ramp up the vaccination. But it's very hard to see it happening in some of these key urban areas because of the unrest.
CNN international correspondent David McKenzie reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.